So here's the deal. We're coming up on Christmas of 2020, and it's been a crazy fucking year. I have nothing more to say about this year than that. It's been heartbreaking and utterly fucking crazy. But I want normalcy, and I think a lot of you guys want normalcy too. So, EPP bonus episode number 331 of Real Ghost Stories Online is just that. It's not Christmassy. I don't have Christmas stories in here. I didn't have this or that. I'm having normal stories. I'm having ghost stories. I'm having creepy stories that really kind of freak you out. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to just kind of take the Christmas tree down and knock that shit out and move forward and look to spring, look to summer, and hope to God shit gets better. That's just kind of how I'm rolling right now. So, all that being said, today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. And Merry Christmas if you're listening to the show. If you're doing whatever you're doing, hanging out around the house, doing things, whatever it may be. Welcome. We got some good stories for you here today. What do you do when your apartment is haunted by your landlord and he wants you to take responsibility? We'll talk about that. Plus, how do you handle a person who believes that they are doing what is right in helping the dead, yet in reality, their actions are only making things far worse? And what do you do when you believe a demon is following you from space to space? Those stories and more today on EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online number 331. It's technically Christmas of 2020, but who the fuck is dealing with Christmas right now anyhow? So, yeah. Welcome to the program. We love you. We're glad you are here, but yeah. It's a fucked up year. So, those stories and more coming up. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Sometimes being present for the energies around you can be confusing, especially if your loved ones are not necessarily on board with what is going on and what is reality to you. Wondering what they want, what they're saying. Is it something that's in your head? Is it something that you should listen to? You should find some time to entertain? Is the question that many people run against when they find themselves in these situations. In the next story, that's exactly what goes on. Someone trying to find out what exactly is this that they're hearing. Why are they hearing it? And what does it want? And how can it benefit them in the long run? Take a listen. I've been listening to your show for some years, and though you have entertained me for so many hours at work, maybe it was time for me to share my bits of my story. At around the age 10, I started to feel scared in our home. I heard steps following me in the stairs, heard voices laughing and banging on my bedroom door, saw shadows. I passed many times out of intense fear while in bed and would sometimes ask my little brother to sleep in my bed. He would not be alone. I'd be constantly feeling unsafe day and night to the point that I started to develop nervous tics that I still have to this day when I'm tired. For a while as a kid, I thought I was crazy, as I would not talk about it with anyone. I finally moved out into a brand new home when I was 13. It was quiet. I could finally sleep. I felt like I was alive again. I thought all this was now behind me. That was until I moved out of school at the age of 17. For many years, all the apartments I rented, I experienced different kinds of unexplained activities. I eventually decided to speak to a psychiatrist when I was in my 20s. I was hoping she would give me some pills to make this stop, but unfortunately, she only confirmed that I was not crazy, but just sensitive. Apparently, she had seen others like me. My brothers had stories of their own that we ended up sharing over family dinners years later. It seems like this thing runs in the family. The people who bought our home also confirmed that it was haunted years later, but that was a whole other story. From my stories, it starts when I was 24 years old. I was in a relationship with a guy who did not believe in any of this, and for some reason I felt like this was helping to keep these things away. I thought if I was talking about it, it would happen more, which I would find out later is false and can damage you in very many ways. So we had just moved into this apartment after a year into the relationship. That day we had been shopping for some IDEA furniture and came back home to assemble it. Then I woke up to some crying. At first, I thought I had just had a bad dream. I used to have a lot of nightmares from my years that had haunted our house, which was recurring back then. I was curled up on my side, and I stretched my legs to lay on my back while I was fully waking up. My feet hit something at the end of the bed. I had a dog, and he would sometimes try to get in bed with us, even though he knew he could not. So I sat down to move him gently, but I was shocked to find the spot empty. I could see the hole on the bed, but no one there. And then I froze. My heart and breathing all stopped. I slowly put my head back on the pillow and tried to wake my boyfriend up. He was a light sleeper, and he would have usually been up with just me sitting in bed. He would simply not wake up. I remember that this moment felt like it would never end. And the weight on the bed lifted. I passed out of fear again. I told my boyfriend in the morning, and he kept saying, "It must have been a bad dream." I told him I was fully awake. It was not a dream, but I've never been a sleepwalker ever. No doubt in my mind. A few weeks later, I heard a landlord's in the hallway outside our apartment. I wanted to ask him what was wrong with the cleaning in the hallway. It had been a week since somebody had cleaned it. It was getting filthy. When I mentioned this, he said that the old couple living at the end of the hall used to clean it, but the wife died in her sleep on March 15th. Those words sent shivers down my spine. I quickly ended the conversation with him and closed the doors. I always have a box that is used to store receipts from any important purchase I make. I dropped the box in the floor and went through all the receipts until I found the idea of the receipt that I had been searching for from that day. It was dated March 15th. It was very validating for me. And I slowly started to study things that would happen to me. Collected recordings, photos. Let us say that when I quit this relationship 6 years later, that man I dated was a believer. After this relationship, I met the father of my kid, and he was sensitive too. He made me feel normal and supported. We saw, heard, and was even touched by spirits over the years for a long, long time. Felt like a curse. I could not go to a new place, hotels, restaurants, a bathroom, without having experiences. Some would be very scary, and I would say scary. Slowly, I decided I would tell people around and verify some experiences like this one time. We were invited over by some new friends for dinner at their house. I used their bathroom and had feelings that someone was watching me from their bathtub on the other side of the room. We brought our dog because these people love dogs. At the same time, we were sitting at the table a few minutes later. My dog ran to the bathroom and was looking at the bathtub and then looking at me. She was trying to show me something. She wanted our attention. I did not know them very well, but I decided to ask them, "Did any of you have a weird experience in your bathroom? Because I can feel something, and now our dog can too." The girl girl turned to her boyfriend and said, "I told you I saw this woman in the bathtub. She scared me so bad." That's sort of some interesting dinner conversations. Over the years, I've had a few people come to me. Perfect strangers on the street, they would stop me and say that I had this large flow of energy around me and I should learn to protect myself because I could attract bad energies, which I did a lot, until I met a woman who told me how to protect myself. I now do this when I need to go to new places to meet new people. So I don't bring anybody home. I can enjoy myself everywhere I go. I sense that many people who are listening to this show might like to know this. This is what I do. I close my eyes with my head to the sun, and I imagine that the light is covering my body like a thick layer from the top of my head and down to my feet, slowly. And I say these words, "Please protect me from bad energies in my thoughts, in what I see, in what I hear, in what I say, what I take on my shoulders, and what I feel, what people project on me, and what I do with my hands, my sexuality in every step I make today. Surround me with good energies all day." And that wraps up the EPP bonus portion of Real Ghost Stories Online, episode number 331. Thank you guys for supporting the program and listening to us. If you're not an EPP yet, consider making it a Christmas present to yourself. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com to become an EPP or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month to get access to all of our bonus episodes. Advanced episodes, like I said, EPP bonus episodes are archived. It's all commercial free. So if you don't like ads, it's a great way to listen to the show without all that in there. And you also get our ebook, our audiobook, and a whole bunch of extras throughout the year, exclusive ways to communicate directly with us here at the program as well. So check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's a shitty year, everybody. I get it. And I totally appreciate your support more than anything. You guys keep us on the air. So if you can support us, I greatly appreciate it. If not, I understand. I hope you enjoy the free episodes that we put out throughout the week. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for the support. And I hope 2021 brings us a much better direction in all of our lives. Good night.